Congressman Baker.
From Dr. Wakanta, Dr. Wakanta Zinka. Apakaha yeda hawanaki kalka. Makali apakta. Wazazi nikasi lake de walapi kumba. No nikasi zinkaja paski lake de walapi kumba. Who had to be said. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and want you to be here with us as we conduct the business of our people. Bless those that are in need, mourning, their health, the elders, the children, service members, and Heavenly Father, just take care of our needs. You know what we need and help us and give us the wisdom, courage, knowledge to do the right decisions for our people. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Baker.
Here.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Superma.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for March 29th. Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The journal is approved for March 29th. It says reports of select committees. I don't believe there are any select committees to report. Reports of standing committees. None. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to introduce, good morning, Madam Speaker.
Good morning.
Congress, I'd like to introduce bill number ONCA 18-16 to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1 million out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Edwards.
Presiding officers and members of Congress and justices and judges of the Osage Nation to establish an alternate effective date of July 14, 2018. Also, ONCA 1815, which is an act to authorize civil actions for false claims made on the Osage Nation, also known as PTAM actions, to provide the procedures for the actions, to authorize limited awards, fees, and costs to civil plaintiffs who initiate the action and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading.
provide supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $705 for prevention unity and to establish an alternate effective date.
We're now on general order day one. Second reading, Congressman Norris.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Redcorn, members of Congress, Osage Nation. Reading in ONCR 1744, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to require justices of the Supreme Court and the Chief Judge of the Trial Court to be appointed every 6 years by the Principal Chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress.
Continue. Yes, please.
I would like to move at this time to withdraw the Resolution 1745, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 11 of the Osage Nation to put the Chief Judge of the Trial Court in control of the budget and administration of the trial.
Second. Okay. Motion's made and seconded to withdraw ONCR 1745, made by the sponsor. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCR 1745 has been withdrawn. Okay, we are now in motions and notices. Congressman Walker.
GovOps meets today from 1 to
2:45.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, wait. No. Where is GovOps?
It says health. That's GovOps.
Okay. 1 to 2:30.
Calm.
Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Appropriation meets immediately following session.
Commerce meets 2:45 to 4:30 today.
Appropriations immediately following session. Okay. Congressman Walker.
My meeting is actually scheduled from 1 to 3, and Cuggy's starts at 3:15. According to the calendar, that's the way I respond.
Okay. Commerce. GovOps is 1 to 3. Commerce is 3:15 to 4:30. Okay. I believe tomorrow's meetings got placed on the agenda. Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to go into committee of a whole to discuss the legislation for the appropriation for the walkout.
Motion's made and seconded to go into the committee of the whole. However, I needed to announce that ONCA 1811 does have the 8 signatures to be discharged from committee. Okay. All those in favor to go into committee of the whole regarding ONCA 1811, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
What was someone say no? Okay, Congresswoman Edwards voted no. Okay, we are now in committee of the whole. All right, Chair would entertain a motion to recess for 5 minutes to make sure that everyone has the bill before them.
Ask a question. I can ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want some leadership from operations to then explain what they plan to do, I should tell them now.
I did. Right.
You do?
Yes. Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
You were wanting to get the legislation in front of everyone.
Yes.
I've looked through my email looking for some documents in support of this. All I'm finding is a survey. Did we get emails and support documentation on this? So we have nothing to support.
I don't believe there's support documentation. I think there was the narrative and then the, like you said, the survey.
What?
Continue.
I'm not familiar with the narrative that you're talking about. When did we get that narrative?
I don't know Exactly. I've spoken with the, with Trey regarding.
Second to the motion to reset.
Okay.
Can I just have all?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to make sure that, that's why I wanted to recess, so that everybody could get everything before them. So all those in favor to recess, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're in 5-10 minutes recess.